Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. Do you ever wish that life could stand still, that there were no changes, that things would just stay the same, especially if you're having a particularly nice day or month or even year? Well, that's not possible, because the one thing that we can count on in life is there's always going to be change. There's always going to be transition. And it's how we look at that, it's how we think about our change that makes us either be comfortable or uncomfortable with changes in our life and where our life is taking us. Today I have a very special guest. Her name is Christine Cattagio. She's a life and family transition specialist, and she's the owner of Successful Life Transitions. She's also known as a life navigator because she's so passionate about helping men and women understand and navigate the many challenges of life transitions. She's also a contributor author in the book Bold is Beautiful, and I'm so happy to have her with me today. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mari. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about your story, because I know that it was your story that caused you to help other people in transition. So tell us a little bit about that.
Be happy to. Actually, I had a very perfect life for a long time. It was a fairy tale type of life. People envied it. We actually had people comment all the time that we had the perfect life. We had a great home. We had a wonderful business, a beautiful family. And then things started to change rather suddenly and unexpectedly. And slowly but surely, my marriage started to unravel. And there were a number of things that transpired, from financial issues to loss of our business. And it became an avalanche of change. And
wow.
I ended up and I found myself in a life that I didn't recognize anymore. And so I needed to find my way out. And having gone through my divorce, I had a number of issues of my own that I needed to deal with, and one of them was survival, trying to get my own business up and running and try and support myself and my children. So I needed to find a way to survive, and as I always say, and thrive along the way. And so I started on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth and trying to find out who I really was and what I really wanted to be when I grew up, because I had spent so much time working on raising my family and building my marriage. So now I was in this, thrust into this world that I didn't recognize and I didn't know, so I needed to find out who I was and what was important to me. So for the first time in a long time, I had to fend for myself. I had to pay my own bills and find my way. And it was really quite an experience, because I had gone from, you know, living with my parents to being married, and I never knew what it was to be alone.
Wow.
So I had a lot of lessons to learn along the way. And in doing that, I found out that there were other people who needed help too. So I started putting together some programs and helping other people go through the process, you know, going through those same experiences, and we all go through them. So when I found people who needed help, I was able to help them find their way back, and that's really how I became a life navigator, because so many people do get stuck when they're going through those type of challenges and do find themselves, you know, in an unrecognizable arena. So it's
Absolutely.
Been quite an adventure, and it did take a lot of work to get here, but I love what I do.
Fantastic. Your story is similar to mine. I mean, I had been independent before I married the first time and had had my own place, which was very good for me because going from, like you say, your parents' home to marriage and then all of a sudden out in the world, that has to be devastating, beyond devastating. But I did also have the feeling that I didn't know who I was. I put a lot of energy into my kids, of course, raising three kids. I was a wife. I was a homemaker. I did businesses on the side. And all that energy I put into other people. And one of the things I found, you probably have found too, is that I had to put some energy into myself.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what happens usually when we go through those type of transitions is we realize that there's that part of us that we either never developed or that we really never appreciated. And so we do have to go through this. I call it reclaiming our inner soul energy. It's finding the essence of who we really are.
Right, absolutely. And so I call it finding your authentic self. That's why the show is called Dare to Be Authentic, which is pretty much the same thing, finding out who you really are. And for me, it was important to find out what I really wanted, you know, in my life, because I knew that I was unhappy and wanted to be happy, but I didn't know what I wanted. Do you find that happen sometimes with your clients, or did that happen with yourself?
It happened with me, and I see it with my clients all the time because so many times people are in relationships or they are in careers or a lifestyle because it's what was expected of them. And so it may take, you know, till they're much older in life before they realize that that's not who they really want to be, that they've never really learned who they are because they were busy doing what everyone expected. And that was a big part of what happened to me. It's, you know, I was expected to get married and have children and follow this whole process. And, you know, when the world turns upside down, that whole process looks very different. And that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. And it's actually what I wrote about in my chapter in Bold is Beautiful because, you know, when you have this perfect world and you follow the rules your whole life and that unravels, you really don't know what rules do I follow, which way do I go, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? And it does leave a lot of doubt and confusion and total overwhelm.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about those rules. One of the things that happened to me is I had a lot of rules for myself. I had my own rules that I followed. They were very stringent. They were rules I learned as a child. And I thought I had to follow them. And one of the things I learned through my process and through my path was that I could make up new rules and that I didn't have to follow those rules. And I had to look and see, where did that rule come from? Is that really something that's beneficial for me, or is that something that is really not beneficial for me and I need to throw away or change and make into something different? So I'm glad that you mentioned that about the rules, because being who someone else wants us to be, a lot of times there's rules that are set by the other people who want us to be X or Y. And then we, because we want to please them, follow those rules, and then we don't even realize. We just incorporate that into our life, into our being. And so getting to our authentic self, or your soul, as you talk about, it means clearing through and looking and saying, okay, this is a rule I follow. Is it helpful for me? Is it necessary? Where did it come from? And so that's one of the things I wanted to, you know, emphasize. I hope you'll agree.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, unfortunately, many of us, you know, particularly in our age bracket, don't find that out until later on in life when something does happen, when there is a divorce or a loss of a spouse or when the children leave home or when we are looking at retirement, whatever those transitions may be, that's usually what catapults us into understanding that the rules are meant for us to create for ourselves. Of course, we're not talking about, you know, the obvious, but, you know, we still have to do 35 and a 35. But when, you know, when we go through those changes, we realize that, you know, a lot of things that happen in our life are really meant to bring us to where we're supposed to be. And so, yeah, there are the rules that we really have to reexamine and set aside and recreate to make us appreciate who our authentic self really is.
Exactly. Exactly. Very nice. So tell me a little bit about your clients. I know that you deal mostly with women now. What is a typical thing that they're doing? Are they confused because they don't know who they are? Are they restless? I felt very restless, like I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew I wanted to be out of where I was. Is there a typical way that your clients are feeling that you're helping them with?
Well, you know, as we mentioned, everybody goes through different experiences. There's all kinds of different challenges that we face. The process is getting through those challenges, for the most part, is similar. And there is, you know, a seven-step process that I utilize with my clients to help guide them through the process, whatever the challenge may be. I'm seeing a lot of women who are trying to redefine themselves, you know, having been in, some of them may have been in different positions, corporate positions or careers for, you know, the 20 years. But, you know, as we well know, there is no more gold watches after 20 years. It's kind of like, what's next? So, so a lot of women are in that what's next mode. You know, it's, I know when I was going through some of my stuff and I kept saying I need to work on myself, my immediate family kept saying, well, aren't you being selfish? And, you know, because they didn't understand what working on myself meant. And what I've learned through that process is that the people in our immediate circles, our families and the people who we're close to, really don't recognize the changes we're going through. And so they're afraid because they don't understand how they're going to fit into our life when it does change. So their resistance our change, which makes it even more difficult for us because we're trying to understand ourselves and find our own way. And then we have, you know, the people who are close to us that we expect to support us for the most part, resisting it. So there's a lot that we have to set aside when we go through those changes. And that's, you know, a big part of what my clients have a hard time dealing with is a lot of the outside influences that prevent us from moving forward, regardless of what the experience is.
Right. That is so true. One of the things that I remember dealing with was guilt, because like you said, we're not taught to take time for ourselves, to take care of ourselves, to put ourselves first, which is what we have to do, is not only through the transition, but really in general. At least that's what
I teach. In general.
If we're seen as doing that, I remember even my children saying, oh, you're so selfish, you know, as I started this journey and I started to begin to find myself and saying, hey, I have to have time to do the things that I like to do and to discover the gifts that I have, one of which was writing for me. So, yeah, we get a lot of flack. People don't want to change. A lot of times they're happy with how we are. We may be unhappy in our life, but they're happy with it. So if you're happy, why would you want anything to change? You know?
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why so many people don't move forward is because they don't want to upset the apple cart. So they're like, well, everybody's telling me I need to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing and not change anything, and this is the life I was meant for, and they get stuck there. So they really do need that guidance to help find their way out.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful, wonderful point, Christine. And you do feel stuck, as I felt that way. And between this feeling of stuckness, the guilt, and the wondering, how am I ever going to make a change? Because I mean, this is who I am. I expected to be wife and mother and churchgoer and whatever else you are when you define yourself that way. Really, yeah. Really good. We're going to go to commercial break for a minute, and
okay.
then we'll be back. And anybody who wants to call in, has any questions or comments, you can call in at 347-826-9586, and we'll be right back. I have Marlon Amanik with me. She's the premier director with Lemongrass Spa, and she's going to be talking about their Freedom Feet campaign. It's a way that we can give back to our women soldiers by making a small effort that goes such a long way and is so truly appreciated. Marla came to me asking if I would announce this campaign on my radio show, and I'm more than honored to be able to do this for our women who are serving all over the world for our freedom, and that's why they call it Freedom Feet Campaign. Marla, so glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Mari, for having me on your show today, and what an honor it is to be part of it. This fundraiser that we have going on, our Freedom Feet fundraiser, is in its seventh year. It was started from a Lemongrass Spa consultant named Stephanie Van Ness, and she is actually an Army wife. And over the years, she has heard from many women overseas that a lot of the care packages are mostly catered to men and very few for the women. And being a Lemongrass Spa consultant, Stephanie went to Heidi Least, our owner, an amazing lady, and approached her about sending kits over that we could pamper our women over there, our soldiers that work many hours in 120-degree heat in combat boots all day, that if we could just give them a little bit of our attention, what a difference it would make for them. And so that's what started 7 years ago, and we are going strong ever since. And this campaign, you have no idea what a difference it makes to these women. The letters we receive on a daily basis thanking us is just unbelievable.
Wow. So you had told me a little bit the other day when we spoke, you've been working with this campaign for a long time, but this year especially, it has come really close to your heart. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, exciting news. On April 30th, my husband and I will be sworn in as American citizens.
Congratulations.
And thank you. I have to tell you, this journey was not what I expected. I had to study American history and civics, and just going back and researching and learning about the sacrifices and the freedoms that we fought for all those years ago and what we have today, it just gave me a greater appreciation of this country we live in. And to think that these women, now that are moms, many of them like myself, that are sacrificing their families to be there to fight for our freedoms, it just really hit home for me this year especially, and I really want to show them how much we appreciate all their efforts and their sacrifices for us.
That's fantastic, Marla. We take for granted, because we haven't had any wars fought on our soil since the Civil War, so we're distant from it. So tell us about the program and how we actually can get involved.
The program is called, again, Freedom Feet. And what we do is we send three products that contain a foot soak, a foot scrub, and a foot cream. And they go in a really cute red, white, and blue box that's delivered overseas. And if you know of a soldier with an exact PO address, we can take that down and send it over. Or they go in bulk to deployment areas. And what it is, it's a cucumber foot soak. It's cool and refreshing, so when they've been on their feet all day, they can sit back and enjoy it. And the letters we get back, like I said, make them feel so special and give them a little taste of home. So it's just a beautiful thing. These foot kits are $24, and that includes the shipping and the tax to be sent overseas. You can order these through my website if you go to lemongrass.com/1548/. And you can even personalize your message with a thank you for their sacrifice. They would appreciate it tremendously. You have no idea.
That's beautiful. Okay, so again, it's lemongrassspa.com/1548/. So I hope that all you that are listening today take time for a soldier who, you know what she's doing? She's risking her life for you and for me. Thank you so much, Marla, for being with me today and talking about this, giving us this message. So happy to be able to have you on the show and be able to spread this message.
Thank you so much. And one last thing, for every 10 kits purchased, Lemongrass Spa will donate one.
If you get a chance to go to Marla's website and donate, that would be wonderful. You don't know what that means to a soldier overseas. Okay, we're back talking with Christine Cattagio, who helps people in transition. So, Christine, you did mention a little bit ago something about the Bold and Beautiful and what you wrote in there. But could you go into a little bit more as to what you wrote and why you wrote it?
Okay. The book Bold and Beautiful, which became an international bestseller, by the way, is a compilation book, and there are 28 co-authors, of which I am one, and my chapter is All Endings Have New Beginnings, and it really is all about change. The book itself is, the co-authors are all women who have been through some adversity in their life, and the triumphs and the challenges that they went through to find their way out. So it was a natural for me that I would write a chapter in that book. Mm-hmm. And my chapter is really about some of the transitions that I had gone through in my own life and the experiences I had, you know, getting through to the other side, as I like to say. And one of them was actually about, you know, changing the rules, about when life looks differently, you know, how do we actually deal with it and how do we actually find our way through. And All Endings Have New Beginnings, because as we're going through change and as we're going through these challenges, we have to remember that, one, it doesn't last forever, and that we will get through it. And I always say through is the optimal word because, you know, picture it as going through a bridge or through a tunnel. There's a beginning and there is an ending. And because we always have to let something go before we can bring the new into our life. So when we're going through our transitions and we're going through our changes and our challenges, there's always a part of us or people or things in our life that we have to release so that we can find our way to the new beginnings. And the new beginnings are usually full of opportunities and new experiences. And usually, I would say 99.75% of the time, when we look back on whatever it is we have gone through, we will see that there was always a purpose and there was always a blessing.
Right.
And
absolutely
so
true.
That's really what I tried to convey in that chapter of mine, is that all endings do have new beginnings. We do have a second act in our life. It doesn't end because we're going through stuff at the moment. So we do
fantastic.
Have something to look forward to.
Very nice. I love what you say about that there is an end, because when we're going through something difficult, we're in pain, of course. And it feels like it's never going to end.
Yeah,
like we're stuck there forever, and our life is always going to be miserable or unhappy or anxious or whatever we're feeling. So that's such a good message of hope. Thank you so much. So
thank
I know you.
You
have an event coming up soon, and I want to make sure you have a chance to tell the listeners about it. So why don't you tell us about that now?
Okay, it is a workshop, a full-day workshop. It is Friday, May 9th. It will be held at the Duncan Center in Delray Beach, which is a lovely, serene setting. And the title is Through Transition to Transformation. And it really is about getting through and understanding what transitions are in our life, how we can get through the process. And the transformation is really leaving with the tools that help you utilize those adversities and those transitions to create the life that we really want. And it is a full-day event with lunches included, and we will include the beautiful labyrinth at Duncan Center as part of our workshop. And that's very meditative and very calming. So it's a nurturing event as well.
lovely. Sounds absolutely beautiful. Thank you. So tell us before we run out of time, we still have some time, but I don't want you to not be able to do this, how we get a hold of you. How does a listener get a hold of you, not just for the event, but if they want to talk to you or they have some questions, et cetera?
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook, Christine Cattagio, and my website actually is my name, www.christinecattagio.com, and it's the traditional spelling of Christine, so it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. And Cattagio is CattagiO.com. And from my website, you can access the link where you can schedule time with me, as well as an opportunity for a thrive-through transition complimentary breakthrough session where we can see if there's something that you may want to work through and if there's a way that I can help you through it.
Fantastic. Very good. So, you know, one of the things about transition, and we discussed this a little bit earlier before the show, is that some people want things to remain the same, even if their life is unhappy, Christine, even if they're going through terrible things, they don't want to make that change. They resist it. There's a lot of resistance. So what kind of words do you have? What would you say to a listener who knows that there has to be a change, knows that time has come, their life is already in transition, they can't fight it because it's already there, but they're fighting it, they're resisting it, and they don't know what to do?
Well, resistance, it's natural. It is a very natural thing, and it's, you know, none of us wants to leave our comfort zone. And, you know, and like you said, no matter how uncomfortable it may be, the fear of the unknown is usually what keeps us from moving forward. So one of the things that I try when I speak to my clients is to help them understand that whatever we're going through is a natural process. And that process is meant to lead us to where we're supposed to be. So if we can look back on where we've been and things that we have gotten through in other areas of our life, and we can see what actually happened as a result of some of those changes and adversities, and we can see that it usually brought us to a difference that we really are supposed to be. And, you know, as a spiritual aspect of change, I like to think that it's leading us to our purpose. It's leading us to why we are here. So in resisting that change, we may be denying ourselves of some of the most beautiful blessings that are in store for us.
Right. I love that. Very nice. And I love what you say about that. There's something wonderful. You know, we're evolving. We're evolving into something wonderful and new. And one of the things that I've learned through my life is that we don't always have to be the same person in the sense that we have done a certain job or we have been a mother or whatever we have done for X number of years. And, you know, we will always be a mother, but we don't have little children to nurture. So now there is that transition you're talking about. Now we're transitioning to something new where we can bring out something wonderful. Maybe because of our mothering skills that we learned. So I like that because it's a very hopeful message. Thank you so much, Christine, for bringing that forth. I love to think of it that way. As we transition, and I love that you say you go through, because as you go through, there has to be an exit on the other side. And once you get to the other side, it's a whole new life, like you say.
Yeah,
absolutely
definitely.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure having you on the show today. Listeners, you know how to get a hold of Christine. She has that beautiful event going on. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. And remember, we'll be back next Wednesday, same time, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. Hope to have you then.
Thanks, Mari.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.